Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Norbert and I both travel in our scientific careers, so we've seen a lot of changes in airports, from new fees to increased security.
The newest addition is whole-body X-ray-based scanners, to which some groups are adamantly opposed.
Two new imaging technologies are being used, millimeter wave and backscatter. Millimeter wave scanners use radio waves which have no proven adverse health effects.
The other, backscatter, uses extremely low levels of X-rays to detect objects under a person's clothing. It's this technology that some groups argue is harmful to our health.
Backscatter works by mating two scanners. One does the front of the body while another scans the back. They bounce low radiation X-rays off a passenger to produce photo quality images, as if they were undressed. But the images are obscured to the operator to protect the passenger's privacy.
So just how much radiation is used? The government established each screening should not exceed 25 microrems. By comparison, the scanners emit just 1.48 microrems per screening. At that rate, it would take 17,000 screenings a year to exceed the 25,000 microrem limit the government set for any given year.
Experts say a passenger would need about 200,000 scans to equal one CT scan. That's two flights a day for over 270 years. Opponents argue this comparison to CT scans is misleading because backscatter doesn't distribute the radiation throughout the entire volume of the body.
Rather, it's largely deposited into the skin and adjacent tissue, which means the skin is getting most of the radiation. Future research will undoubtedly settle this argument.
The final question, of course, is whether the imagers are excessively invasive. Well, that depends on the individual. Personally, I'm okay with a technician seeing a computer-modified image of me in exchange for the possibility of a safer flight.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.